This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We need to talk about the worst job
ever.
Like, there's a list out of the worst jobs.
That's
ever.
Not. The number one is the best job.
There was a show, right? With who was it, Mike Rowe or whatever?
Mike Rowe.
Yes, the dirtiest jobs.
Oh, that's
what dirty jobs.
Okay.
Sewer cleaner.
Speaking of, total tangent, if I may, again. Do you remember Mike Casey on 99.5 The Mountain?
Yeah, of course.
Him and Rowe sounded exactly the
same.
They
sounded so much alike.
Similar.
And once again, I was watching some sporting event, and that stupid X chair or something comes on, and I'm like, if that ain't Mike Rowe, that's Mike Casey. And I went and looked it up. Mike Casey... I'm sorry, shout out to Mike Casey. That boy is getting some voice work. He does like,
phenomenal
he's doing
stuff.
Like some Animal Planet stuff, like our boy Josh, formerly of...
J.B. Good.
Johnny B. Good, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on tons of channels.
He does Animal Planet
History
and
Channel
Discovery and... Channel and all that stuff.
Wait,
and now Mike Casey is
he's
getting
doing
the same
thing?
Yes, and he should be robbing Mike Rowe of every ounce of his income.
Wow.
He sounds so much like him and costs 1/10 the price. But he's so good.
Dang.
It's so weird. You gotta watch the X chair spot. You're like, that's Mike Casey.
Good for him.
Because you're using him talking about the Beatles or whatever. Then he's like talking about like, you gotta get this chair. And I'm like, I'm gonna buy the chair for you, Mike. How do we get there? Oh, dirty jobs. Sorry.
Yes, yeah. Or,
the dirtiest job on here, the worst job, they say, is a parking lot attendant.
All you do is sit around.
How is that a bad job?
Right?
Well, no, because you're being the one person that everyone can hate equally, you know?
I'm sorry. Try having your name on a radio show.
Yeah, but you still have... Yes, we do get...
Hate.
Yeah. But, like, there's also people that will try to stick up for you.
No.
And say that, you know, that was funny and that got me.
No. Nope.
Okay, there are three people in this room that have tried.
Maybe not.
It's me. Like, all the texts, it's like, oh, my God, Aaron's laugh's great. Slacker, why did you die in a fire? Like,
capital letters.
No, but, like, everyone hates a parking attendant because all they do is give tickets.
I don't hate him.
Yeah, I don't think you have any. I think Aaron's right. You don't have any positive interactions throughout your day.
You're
ever.
Right.
People are just like, come on. What? I got pay? And you're like, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, but you're literally just sitting there listening to music. Just have a thicker skin.
Are you, though, or are you going to different parking lots and just doing the same thing over and over and it's very repetitive?
I guess, but like. I've had worse jobs than that.
Yeah, all you do is stand around or sit
around. I sat and opened envelopes, you guys. That's the worst job.
It slits open a
job. It just goes, and opens up, and you're like, pull crap out.
Magazine subscriptions, wasn't it? People send in your magazine. Yes.
Yeah, but people weren't mean to you during it, right? Come on, open it up.
I'd rather have the human interaction than just
the negative human interaction.
Sort of. Like, if you're, I cannot describe the monotony of just another envelope going, you're like, and you just take a thing out, it's like,
I'm confused what they needed you for. No offense, but it's like, they figured out how to open it, but they're like, but we got to get a human to take the stuff.
We
can't just dump it out.
No, you take out the thing, and it's like, I want to subscribe, you put it there. I don't want to subscribe, you put it over there. I have a complaint, you put it up there. Like, you just read the things, like, and then put it.
Wait, they were going for, like, the contest, and they had to buy certain magazines?
Yes.
And if they didn't, you threw them out.
Right, it's like,
that's bullshit!
Easy, Tiger! DC. But like, no, it was like, it wasn't Publishers Clearinghouse, but it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
So if they, if like, I want to enter the contest, but I'm subscribing here. I want to enter the, but I'm not subscribing. Well, this other folder that was like trash can shaped.
It's a metal folder, yes.
Yes. So what was your worst job, Steve?
Rock picker. When you're on a farm, and when they plow for the first time in the season, you get all the rocks and stuff, and it breaks the
Wouldn't
plow.
Wouldn't you eventually have gotten all the rocks?
You would think so, but you keep digging them up every year after you plow.
She's literally...
Yes, so all the kids are given a bucket, and there's one tractor hauling a flatbed trailer down the middle of the acreage, and your kid, you got your bucket, anything fist size or bigger of a rock, you got to throw in your bucket. When your bucket gets full, you got to try and catch up to that tractor in the flatbed, dump your bucket, and then mark it down. There's one, and I get paid for that bucket. And then you go back
and
do it
again. How much do you get per bucket?
Back then, it was $3.35 an hour.
Oh, so you don't get paid by the bucket. You get paid by the hour.
Yeah.
Mm. But we got then I'm not going to pick up a lot of buckets.
No.
You got to pay me by the bucket.
Three rocks an hour.
Yes. Yes. But we got free soda. So, yeah.
Huh? That's a horrible job.
It is. As you're a kid.
How old were you?
15. It would pay us under the table, which is so illegal. So I was like 15 or so.
I assumed this was like a child labor. You're 15. You should have had a job. Like,
no, you got a 16.
Open an envelope.
They wouldn't let you get a job until you're 16, so we had to do whatever
Who's
we could.
They? In the Dakotas?
The government?
Laws?
Yes.
They were driving a car. Working at 6.
Yes, I was sweeping the Lamplighter Motel parking lot.
They paid under the table.
Yes.
Illegally.
As an embryo.
Yes.
Aaron, what was your worst job?
I have
if
actually.
If you say this, I'm coming over the
no,
table.
No, I don't think I've had a terrible job. I've loved all of them.
Nice. Shut up. Working in the bakery doesn't suck?
No, because.
It smells like bread all the time.
Yeah, which is great to normal people, but for me, I walk out, you know, anaphylactic.
Yeah.
No, I don't, but
oh,
close.
That's right, you're gluten. You have that all over you.
No, it's literally like.
No, but because my mom owns it, there's pros. Under the table pros.
Once again.
I get all the fentanyl I can handle. Yes. What's the name of the fentanyl bake shop? No. Your mom's like, don't say it! Don't say it!
Huh? Mine was probably when I was 14. We could work at 14 in Iowa, and for some reason we were like, you gotta get a job. I don't know why we were in such a rush to work, but I worked at a grocery store called Fairway. And working at a grocery store, fine, but at Fairway, you were the bagger, and then you had to carry... You had to carry their groceries out to the car for them, no matter how many they had, no matter how little they had, no matter how muscular the guy was.
Even if they didn't want you to.
You'd be in trouble. And you were not allowed to accept tips. So sometimes people would be very nice. You'd be like, oh, thank you so much. And you'd be like, I can't. Kevin's watching.
We got a Bob's Fairway at our town.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's usually like Ken's Fairway or Chet's or something like
that. Yeah, I didn't quite make it to T-Hack's Fairway. I dropped out pretty quick.
Did you have that huge, big thing that you could put all the bags in and you had to roll it out to their car? Did you have one of those big, I forget.
That like, no. is modern. You're talking about the modern
Those are like Instacart.
Yeah, that's Instacart.
Oh.
This is decades ago.
Yeah,
I'm not that young.
He's rolling out with like...
Yeah, I'm just carrying. Yeah, yeah. And I remember, I remember opening trunks and seeing weird stuff, seeing guns and stuff. I remember like putting a bag in somebody's back seat, and the bag broke. So you just shut the door and run away as quick as you can, and trying to convince a huge, muscly guy, please let me carry your bread. I'm gonna get in trouble. And he's like, dude, leave me alone. Yeah,
you should have been tipped though. That is kind of
yeah. We weren't allowed. We got in big trouble if we got caught accepting a tip.
What about? Like, you're in Iowa. Isn't there... Like, Steve had to work in a field. You didn't have to do corn-related activities.
That was a real popular thing. It was called detasseling.
Yes.
That every summer, one of the teachers... Now, well, it gets kind of shady looking back on it, but one of the teachers had a field somewhere, and he would recruit a bunch of kids to go detassel. So they'd do it for, like, 2 weeks in the summer, and everyone's like, you know, you don't get it. You get, like, $100. And he's like, if they're out there. I never actually did it because I was like, that sounds horrible. And I know my parents, like, my mom walked beans. That was a big thing when they were growing up, and she would just always talk about how terrible it was. So I'm like, I'm not doing the farm stuff.
But walking beans.
I'll walk the bread out to the car.
It doesn't feel very... Like,
what was that movement?
Yeah,
It's a little shake weighty, isn't it? Isn't it a little phallic?
And you know,
like
what?
If you're the championship detasseler, that like you've got a career in the.
If you know corn and a stalk of corn, that's the male part.
That's
of,
what I'm saying.
And that's why you're shake weighting that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanted to date the girls and detasseler. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.